April 9th, April 10th, Shermati morning, Nanning.
First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev. Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pai, bestowed to the Satishi Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
首先我向我具体的崇拜的Diksha Guru，Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pai，bestowed to the Satishi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada的莲花主成都自己的和无数的礼拜。
And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev. Om Vishnu Pad Astodhita Sita Shri Shimad Shiva Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
其次呢，我向呢哈我最值得崇拜的熏师灵性导师 Om Vishnu Pad Astodhita Sri Shimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj 的莲花主成都自己呢无数的礼拜。
To all of our disciplined succession of spiritual masters and to all the assembled devotees.
现在所有的哈，使徒传世的灵性导师以向在座的哈奉献者的礼拜。
You might be wondering why I'm sitting here and the desk is over there.
那么大家都可能会问哈，为什么我坐在那个地方哈？那么这个桌子放在这儿。
The reason is that in a few minutes, the Santi Dasi is coming to show the slideshow. Of Gurudev's International Society.
那么呢，待会儿呢哈，就是呢，瓦桑迪会将呢哈这个幻灯片啊过来哈，就是看呢Gurudev呢在全世界的哈这个呢活动啊，社团活动。
So when she comes, maybe somebody can close the curtains.
待会儿来的时候呢，我就把那个窗帘关下啊。Okay,
good. So, as I mentioned yesterday, we didn't have enough time to discuss Baladev's Rasalila. And therefore, we're going to do that this morning.
那么昨天我们没有时间的话，完成了Baladeva的哈这个拉萨之舞这个呢，逍遥时光。那么今天我们完成这一部分。
First, who is Baladev, and what is the importance of our discussing his dance, even though it was an inconceivable, amazing dance, and that he was dancing with billions of coward maidens or gopis.
那么呢，我们究竟哈明白呢？那这个巴拉德哈究竟是哪一位啊？这究竟是谁？还有呢，他呢哈这个呢数百万的牧女姑娘哈这个拉萨之舞哈这个不可思议的哈这个又是什么东西呢
？According to all the revealed scriptures, the original source of all existence of innumerable spiritual and material worlds and personalities is Sri Krishna.
那么我们讲到了哈这个呢。 无数的哈物质宇宙哈以及灵性宇宙啊，包括呢啊这些所有的哈这些呢众生呢，那么它的源头呢哈是呢 Sri Krishna.
We call him Sri Krishna. Sri means that he's full with six opulences.
那么 Sri 呢哈也包括呢这个意思呢是他拥有呢哈六项的富裕.
Beauty, wealth, strength, knowledge, renunciation, and fame.
那么这六项富裕呢，哈，就是呢，知识、美貌、声名、财富、力量，以及呢，哈，气绝。
And Sri also means beautiful.
那么 Sri 呢，又是美丽的意思，哈。
So beautiful Krishna.
哦，是美丽的呢 ，Krishna.
But the main meaning of Sri Krishna is Srimati Radhika and Krishna.
那么在这个最重要的哈意义呢 ，Sri Krishna 的话呢，指的是呢，哈 ，Srimati 与啊 Radhika 和呢 Krishna。
And she is the embodiment, because she is the embodiment of all of his sries or opulences and beauty.
因为呢哈 ，Srimati Radhika 呢是他所有的哈富裕啊，sri的这个呢人格体现，所有富裕的人格体现。
Srila Gurudev explains that without the presence of Radhika by Krishna's side, Krishna would be nirvishesh Brahma.
那么呢
，He wouldn't have the qualities of Bhagavan or God.
哦，那么。 Gurudev提到一次哈，也提到了，如果呢没有呢 Srimati Radhika 哈在呢 Krishna 旁边的话呢，那么他只是呢这个呢 Nirvishesha 哈 Brahman 就是呢没有人格形象的哈这个呢，啊这个凡啊。
As Radhika is the source of his complete power, so and from her comes all other powers,
那么 Radhika 呢、哦、是 Krishna 这个呢完整的能力、哦、能量的这个呢总和啊，从这里这个源头在这里哦。
So from Krishna comes Baladev, and from him come all other Krishna's expansions.
那么从 Krishna 的话呢，就是扩展出了 Baladev 啊，从 Baladev 呢又扩展出了所有的存在啊。
Radharani is the expansion of his energy, and from her all other energies come, and Baladev is the first expansion of energetic principle, and from him come all other incarnations of God.
Energetic means?
Yeah, it means the male, the personality of Godhead,、
oh.
as opposed to the energy.、
Mm. 那么呢就说呢
so, she's the power, and he's the power. Powerful. Radharani is the power,、
yeah.
she's the expansion of his power, and Balaram is the expansion of the powerful Krishna.、
Oh.
He's the powerful.、
Mm.那么呢 Radharani 呢作为呢 Krishna 能量的、哦、这个呢扩展，那么其他能量呢、哦、都从他那里呢扩展而出来的，那么 Baladev 呢作为 Krishna 的这个呢能量的拥有者、哦、这个扩展然后第一个扩展。
An atom of Baladev's glory is explained in Adi Lila chapter 5 of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那么呢这个呢关于 Baladev 的荣耀的、哦、点滴的话呢在呢这个早篇逍遥、哦、这个第五篇啊、哦第五章里面哈，这个《财产经》的早篇逍遥第五章里面提到。
From Baladev come all of Krishna's pastime incarnations, his yoga incarnations, his manvantara incarnations, his incarnations of the material qualities.
Manvantara means.
Means universal controllers.
And then.
Like emperors of the universe.
那么呢这里面呢从呢巴拉内那里扩展出呢我们包括了这个呢主的各类型的化身哈，年代化身啊，形态化身啊，逍遥时光化身 Lila Avatar also.
And Baladev is the source of all the Purusha avatars, that is the regulators of this material world.
那么呢巴拉内呢也就为呢 Purusha avatar 哈，就是说呢这个这个宇宙的哈、哦，这个呢规范者啊、哦，这个呢化身。
He is the source of Mahavishnu, who breathes in and out innumerable universes.
他是呢哈 Mahavishnu 的源头啊，而 Mahavishnu 的话呢，在一呼一吸之间哈、哦，创造里面呢无数的宇宙。
From Mahavishnu comes Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, who lies down at the bottom of each universe.
那么从 Mahavishnu 哈大 Vishnu 那里呢哈，就是呢扩展出呢这个呢 Garbhadakshaya Vishnu 哈，称为运蛋之羊 Vishnu， 在每个物质宇宙里面呢哈，它呢在呢哈这个底部。
And from the navel, which is shaped like a lotus flower and has a lake in it, comes a lotus flower, which is the abode of Lord Brahma, the first created being.
那么从这个哈运蛋之羊 Vishnu 的脐部的话呢哈，生出这个莲花。那么这莲花上的话呢，就坐着哈这个呢一个物质宇宙的创造主哈 Brahma。
And Brahma sits on that lotus and creates all the other living beings and all the species of life.
那 Brahma 的话呢哈，在这个呢创造哈整个宇宙里面的哈所有的这个众生的躯体哈等等啊所有的物质元素。
And then Garbhadakshaya Vishnu further expands to become Kiradakshaya Vishnu, or the super soul in the heart of every living entity.
那么这个运蛋之羊 Vishnu 哈 ，Garbhadakshaya Vishnu 再次扩展的话呢哈，成为呢众生心中的主哈，超灵啊啊，这个 Kiradakshaya Vishnu.
And he says in the Vishnu says in the Bhagavad Gita that I become the super soul, and as the super soul, I am responsible for everybody's remembering and forgetting.
那么在佛家梵歌里面有一个师姐他说呢我呢就是说呢扩展为呢这个呢作为超灵位于众生心中啊也因此呢他们的遗忘和记忆呢都由我而来。
And the super soul is the witness of all the living entities activities and thus grants him future bodies based on his activities.
那么超灵呢作为呢所有众生啊所有个体灵魂的这个呢活动的这个呢见证者，也因为这个见证者的话呢见证我们的活动，所以依据这个活动的话呢他给我们呢这个躯体安排下一世的躯体。
Baladev is also the source of Sheshanag, the serpent incarnation of Krishna, who has billions and billions of heads, and on each of his heads a universe resides, or yeah.
那么呢，这个呢，巴拉德的话呢，也是呢，哈，谢沙那个啊，主的这个蛇啊，谢沙这个化身呢，啊，这个呢源头。那么在每个蛇上上面头上呢，都有一个宇宙，然后栖息在上面。
And Sheshanag is also the couch of Krishna's incarnation as Vishnu. Vishnu lies down on the couch of Sheshanag, and Sheshanag becomes his umbrella.
那么呢，这个Sheshanaga这个化身的话呢，也是Vishnu的哈，这个呢，这个睡床哈，这个座椅啊，那么呢，这个头上的这个呢，蛇盖头盖哈，就是说成为他的这个扇子啊，在上面。
And his bed and his pillow.
成为他的这个床和呢，他的枕头。So
Sheshanag, who's holding up millions of universes, has his source in Balaram.
因此呢，Sheshanaga哈这个化身的话呢，也是呢哈，就是说呢，主Balaram呢是他的一个源头来的。Lord
Nrisimhadev, the half lion, half man incarnation, Lord Ram, Lord Varaha, all the incarnations come from Balaram.
所以呢，其他的主的化身哈，包括半人半狮的Nrisimhadev。 还有呢，熊猪化身Varaha，还有呢，Ram，这个化身理想的国王，这个化身呢，都是呢，Baladev的扩展。So,
Balaram is also the chief assistant in Krishna's all of Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual world.
那么在灵性世界的话呢，Balaram也是作为呢主的哈，在逍遥时光里面主要的协作者。One
way is that he manifests as all of Krishna's paraphernalia, as the buildings, as Krishna's flute, as his conch shell.
那么呢，一方面呢，他作为主的这个哈随身用品的一个扩展，像笛子啊，像他的哈物品啊，还有呢哈他的这个海那个conch海螺。Balaram
is also called Dham Ashura, or the controller of the Lord's abodes. He manifests as the abodes of the Lord too.
Balaram 呢，另外一个名字呢叫 Dham Ishvara 啊，就是作为呢圣地之主啊，就是说呢，他扩展自己为呢哈主的这个居所啊。And
he also personally assists in Krishna's pastime, as Krishna's cowherd, as Krishna's brother and elderly cowherd friend.
那么呢，他在逍遥时光里面呢，也呢作为呢一个形象呢，展示为 Krishna 的哥哥，以及呢一个牧牛童朋友，年长的牧牛童朋友。Everybody
has a specific relationship with God, with Krishna, but Balaram has all the relationships.
那么每一个个体灵魂的话呢，跟至尊主呢有一种关系，但是Balaram呢，与主呢有所有的关系，拥有所有的关系。As
explained in the scriptures, all the relationships here in this world are perverted reflections of the original relationship that we have with Krishna in the spiritual world.
在物质世界，经典讲到物质世界的所有存在的关系的话呢，都是灵性世界一个投影来的。Whether
one is a friend, or a parent, or a child, or some other kind of relative, these are all reflections of the original relationship that the living entity has with Krishna in the spiritual world.
所以呢，我们这里面拥有的关系啊，包括呢你是儿啊、为人父母啊、为人儿女啊，还是呢朋友啊，就是说呢夫妻等等的，那关系呢都来源于呢哦、这个灵性世界哈、这个关系的源头，我们个体灵魂跟Krishna这个关系。And
in the spiritual world, everybody has a particular eternal relationship with the Lord.
所以呢，在灵性世界的话呢，每个个体灵魂的话呢哈，与Krishna的话有个特定的关系。Generally,
most persons who come to Krishna consciousness through the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are followers of Rupa Goswami or Rupa Manjari and are maidservants of Srimati Radhika, which is the highest pinnacle of devotion possible for the living entity.
那么大部分的话进入了马哈巴布这个运动的话，就是呢，都是呢 Rupa Goswami 的追随者。那么这个追随者里面呢 Rupa Goswami 这个关系的话呢，哈，是一个呢。 牧女女啊，那 Manjari 的这个呢，关系就是呢爱与情怀。那么这也是呢 jiva 哈，作为个体灵魂的话呢，最高能够成就的一种关系。
And although Lord Chaitanya and his followers gave all relationships according to the living entity's constitutional position, he mainly came to give this particular relationship.
那么尽管主持人马布布哈，他的个人统由呢，能够赐予啊，能够呢，就是说呢。接引众生的话呢，在各种关系 之内都可以的，但是的话呢，他尤其呢给予的这种关系。
As did and do all of his the acharyas in his discipline line from Rupa Goswami.
因为呢，从 Rupa Goswami 这条圣线下来的哈，这个 acharya 们的话呢，他们特定的关系就是如此。
So in the spiritual world, Krishna's mother is his mother, his friend, coward friend is his friend, the gopi is his beloved.
所以在灵性世界的话呢，哈，亚修达妈妈呢，哈，就是他的母亲了。那么呢，这样呢，哈，木牛童的话呢，是他的朋友；木牛姑娘哈，是他们的爱，他的爱人。
But Balaram has all the relationships with him.
但是呢 ，Balaram 的话呢，与主呢，哈，有所有关系。
Balaram is his brother.
一方面 ，Balaram 是他的兄弟。
He's his coward friend.
也是木牛童朋友。
And because he's his elder brother, he's also like his parent.
那么因为他是长兄啊，长兄为父嘛，那么他也拥有呢父母之情感。
And he's Krishna's greatest servant.
也是呢 ，Krishna 最伟大的朋友，这个仆人。
As Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, so Balaram is the supreme personality of servant to Godhead.
所以的话呢 ，Krishna 作为至尊性格神手，那 Balaram 呢也作为呢至尊的性格神手中的这个。作为仆人的这个角度的自尊神
and he's the source of Krishna's servants
也是呢 Krishna 的仆人的这个源头
he creates other, unlimited other servants for Krishna
那么他也创造了无量的这个呢仆人为 Krishna 创造这些仆人
in his mood of service
在仆从的这种的心态之
中 for example Baladev is a Kanda Guru Tattva that means he's the undivided principle of Guru
那么呢 Balaram 呢作为呢 Akanda Guru Tattva 作为呢完整的不可分割的咕噜整体这个真理。
So all pure self-reliant spiritual masters are manifestations of Baladev.
所以呢，所有纯粹的灵性咕噜的话呢，都来自呢Baladev 的展示。
And the guru makes so many other servants for Krishna.
那么呢，一个咕噜的话呢，真正呢，一个咕噜的话呢，也会为 Krishna 的话呢，就是说呢，创造了很多的仆人。
Baladev is the source.Of all living entities, all jivas.
因此呢，巴拉德呢，所以呢，成为呢所有 jiva 的这些呢源头。
When Krishna is situated in different potencies, when he establishes himself as the predominating deity of different specific potencies, he manifests a specific incarnation of himself.
那么呢，当然 Krishna 的话呢，predominating different potencies.
When he establishes himself. As the predominating deity of specific different potencies.
当他将自己呢就是说呢树立为呢某个特定的这个能量这个主宰神像的时候
He manifests different forms of himself.
他呢就展示了自己的不同形象
When he situated, when he establishes himself in his chit or transcendental potency.He manifests his own form as Krishna, or as his form of Lord Narayana.
Transcendental knowledge.
Chit Shakti means transcendental energy.
Energy. 那么当他展示为超然能量的时候的话呢 ，Chit 这个能量，那么他呢展示为呢 Krishna 或者是 Narayana.
When he establishes himself in Jiva Shakti, the marginal potency.Then he manifests his form as Balaram.
那么当他们就是说呢，展示为Jiva Shakti 这个边际能量的时候呢，他展示为呢Balaram.
And Balaram creates all the jivas.
是 Balaram 呢创造了所有的 jiva 众生。
Balaram creates the jivas who are the eternal associates of the Lord, eternally perfected associates of the Lord.In Goloka Vrindavan, Braj.
那么呢，那么这个基瓦的话呢，有三个源头，其中三个部分呢，一个部分呢是呢 Goloka Vrindavan 这些基瓦那么都是呢作为主的个人同拥有很完美的。
And they engage in various services to Prajnanandan Krishna in Vrindavan.
那么他们哈在 Vrindavan 的话呢，哈对 Brajendananda 的话呢 ，Krishna 哈做出了不同的服务。
Some of them play with him as friends, some as beloveds in Krishna's dancing, some as in a parental mood.
那么有的哈作为呢 Krishna 这个朋友哈，有的呢是呢哈牧牛女友等等，有的是父母。
And then when the Lord is established in his material energy, then he manifests his form as Mahavishnu, who's an expansion of Baladev.
那当呢主呢在呢哈这个物质能量中哈，这个主宰的这个呢神像的话呢哈，树立自己的话呢是呢为呢哈这个 Mahavishnu 哈大 Vishnu 这个形象。
Well, I forgot Baladev also manifest the jivas who will serve Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha.
那么巴拉殿呢，同样呢扩展呢这个呢在巴昆塔服务呢拿来养的这部分呢基瓦哈众生，它有三个众生，有三个啊去向，一个是格洛克宾达文，一个是呢巴昆塔地区哈，一个是边境能量那里的，都是由巴拉殿哈出来的。
So then Baladev manifests as Mahavishnu and creates all the marginal living entities who are situated in the area.Between the spiritual and material world.
所以呢，巴拉殿呢，作为 Mahavishnu 这个形象的话呢，哈，它展示了呢，所有这边际能量哈，就是在呢灵性能量以及物质能量之间这个边际能量。
And those living entities come out from the glance of Mahavishnu, and in the light of that glance, they have a choice to look up.Towards the spiritual world or down towards Maya and the material world.
所以呢，这个呢，有这些呢哈生物体的话呢，在 Mahavishnu 这个瞥视哈，这个瞥视之中哈展示出来。那么他们在这种光芒之中的话呢，实际上当时呢有这个在时间之外的哈，有一个选择哈，可以呢去到灵性世界，也可以到呢 Maya 这个地方。
If they look up towards the spiritual world, then Krishna's pastime potency, Yoga Maya, immediately brings them.To go local Vrindavan or Vaikuntha to serve eternally, just like the ones who were created in Braj or Vaikuntha.
那么当他们哈，如果呢望向灵性世界的话呢，就倾向灵性世界了。那么 Yoga Maya 这个能量啊，将会把他们带到呢这个呢 Vaikuntha 或者是呢Goloka Vrindavan， 从事于呢哈类似于呢哈这个永恒同游啊这种的服务了。
And those like us who look down towards Maya, away from Krishna.Maya immediately grabbed them and threw them into material, threw us into material existence.
但是呢，像我们这些的话呢，望向了这个 Maya 的这些呢，生物体的话呢，那么 Maya 立即呢，把我们呢抓住，把我们投入呢，这个呢物质存在里面。
And threw us in the jail of two bodies, the gross body and the subtle body.
那么将这个灵魂呢囚禁在两个监狱里面哈，就是呢这个精微躯体和呢粗糙躯体两个监狱。
So as mentioned earlier, Balaram serves in all the different rasas.
那么我们前面讲到了哈，巴拉拉呢在所有的五种关系里面哈，这个 rasa 之中呢都有他的服务。
But I didn't mention the conjugal rasa or the rasa of a beloved.
那么刚才我提到四种哈，但是呢第五种呢哈，作为呢爱侣情怀呢，它究竟是谁的
？So how does Balaram serve in that rasa?
那么在这种爱侣情怀之中哈，巴拉拉呢如何做出服务呢
？Well, one way, because he manifests as the land, as I mentioned before, wherever Krishna is having his conjugal pastimes, he's going to be on the land.
那么呢，一方面呢哈，作为呢这个哈就是地方了空间了那么呢，他呢Krishna 呢哈这个爱侣情怀逍遥时光展示的地点的话呢，实际上也是他
So as the land, Balaram could see all of Krishna's pastimes.
那么作为这个地方
，even the most confidential ones.
作为这个地点的话呢，地方的话呢，巴拉拉呢实际上可以见证呢Krishna 所有逍遥时光，甚至是最机密的。
And also Balaram.Our Prabhupada said that just as every single atom in the material world, Paramatma, Krishna's form as the super soul manifests there in every atom.
那么呢哈，就像我们讲到了哈，Prabhupada 也讲过了，今年讲过了，这个原子里面的哈都有超灵的呢，这个灵在。
So every dust particle in Vrindavan is a manifestation of Baladev.
所以呢，可以讲呢哈，这个呢 Vrindavan 的尘土之中呢哈，都是 Baladev 的展示。
So also, Baladev takes the form of Radharani's younger sister, called Ananga Manjari.
那同时，巴拉拉姆呢哈采取了一个呢牧牛女的形象，就是呢 Radharani 的妹妹 Ananga Manjari 这个形象。
And Ananga Manjari acts in a direct relationship with Krishna as a regular gopi.
那么阿南格玛加里呢哈，跟库什兰呢，像其他牧牛女一样，有个直接的关系。
And she also acts in the capacity of a maid servant of Radharani.
那么同时呢，也能作为呢。啊 ，Radharani 的这个仆人啊 ，Manjari 这个形象啊，他两个在一起结合的。
So in this way, Balaram also serves Krishna in the conjugal relationship.
因此呢，以这种方式的话呢 ，Balaram 呢哈也呢服务人呢 ，Radhik Krishna 的这个呢哈 conjugal 这个 rasa 就是呢爱侣情怀啊。
See now, Vasanthi is a little bit late in coming to show the slideshow.
嗯。Sorry.
Translate.
马上有点晚了，就是没有上来。
Because she never did that slideshow before, so she spent all morning collecting all of her photos from all over the world.
因为她之前呢没做过这个哈、哦、这个幻灯片了，所以呢她呢现在开始收集这个这个照片。
And she really wants to make it good for you, so she's trying to spend as much time as she can.
所以大家想的话，尽量做得好一点。所以呢，哈，还没上来，花了很多时间。
So hopefully we'll have a very nice slideshow.
我们希望能看到他的哈，这个呢，很好的这个展示哦。
So now, what does Balaram have to do with Rasa Lila?
所以呢，我们在讲到哈 ，Balaram 呢，究竟呢，跟 Rasa Lila 有什么关系呢？哈 ，Rasa 之舞。
So Krishna went to Dwarka.
当 Krishna 去到 Dwarka 的时候。
And then he never came back.
他实际上再也没有回来。
Of course, in his original form, he never left. Also,
当然，以他原初的形象的话呢，他也从没有离开过Vrindavan。
Only his expansion left.
只是他的一个扩展，然后离开Vrindavan。
And all the residents of Vrindavan had two conceptions: one that he never left, and one that he left. So they have two kinds of pastimes going on simultaneously. I know it's inconceivable.
Yeah, the branch of buses think.
The Vrajabhasis have two realms of existence,、two realms of pastimes. One simultaneously going on, that Krishna is here always and we're always engaged in pastimes with him.
所以呢，Vraja 居民的话呢，实际上有两个区域哈、哦，这个逍遥时光是同时进行的。在一个区域里面的话呢，是 Krishna 从没有离开过 Vrindavan 的，总是与 Krishna 在一起的。
And in another section of Vrindavan, called the Prakost, another section, they have the conception that Krishna left, and they're feeling separation from him.
啊，在另外一边的话，他们有个概念呢，就是说呢 ，Krishna 离开了，所以他们处于这种分离的情感之中。
So once, in order to pacify the gopis, Krishna sent Baladev to Vrindavan to pacify his relatives and friends and the gopis.
所以呢，为了哈去安抚呢牧牛姑娘哈和呢她的这些Vrindavan的亲族哈朋友，那么呢 Krishna 呢哈叫了 Balaram 回去。
So then Krishna, in order to pacify those gopis who were feeling intense separation from Krishna, he danced with them.
Balaram. Balaram 为了哈平抚呢哈这些呢与呢哈 Krishna 呢就是因为与 Krishna 分离哈强烈的分离之情啊这种牧女姑娘为了安抚他们的话呢他呢哈与他们呢共舞啊就举行的这个 rasa 之舞
Dancing and singing.
啊一起呢哈唱歌跳舞
instruments.
还有呢弹奏乐器等等。
He didn't dance with the gopis in the same mood that Krishna danced with the gopis.
那么他呢与那牧牛姑娘共舞的时候那种情感呢跟 Krishna 的话呢是不一样。
Krishna danced with the gopis in the mood of the enjoyer, and Baladev danced with them in the mood of the enjoyed as the servant, just to pacify them in their mood of separation from Krishna.
所以呢 ，Krishna 的话呢在呢 Rasa 之舞是以享受者的哈这个心态啊。他是自主享受者嘛，来共舞的。那么呢 ，Balaram 呢是一个被享受者啊，他是服务呢，就是牧女姑娘哈，因为这种分离的情感，他为了安抚他们呢，你跳这个 Rasa 之舞。
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives a nice commentary regarding Baladev's Rasa Lila.
那 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的哈，这个呢评注中呢哈就讲到了呢，Balaram 的这个 Rasa 之舞啊这个特征呢。
Sometimes it's said that during holy, the squirting each other with colored dyes, certain gopis were attracted to Baladev, and Krishna noticed this.
那么哈有一种说法呢，就说呢哈在 holy 哈波彩节里面啊，就他们喷那个哈彩色。
So
那么呢，有的牧牛姑娘受到了 Balaram 的这个呢吸引啊，那么 Krishna 呢也知道这个，他们吸引。
So he noted that and he made them Baladev's gopis.
因此的话呢，他知道这一点哈，让他们呢成为呢 Baladev 的 gopi 和牧女姑娘。
And some gopis were too young when Krishna was there, but then When Krishna left, they got old enough and they became attracted to Baladev.
那么当有的牧女姑娘当Krishna在的时候的话呢，他们还很年幼啊。那么Krishna离开之后呢，当Baladev回来的时候呢，他们已经长大了啊，所以呢，他们这时候呢，受到Baladev的这个吸引。
So sometimes it's said that Baladev did the Rasa Lila with his own gopis, not with Krishna's gopis.
所以有种说法呢，就说呢，Baladev呢，以呢是他自己的团队的牧女姑娘在共舞，不是呢Krishna这个牧女姑娘。
But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our grand spiritual master, says that these statements are only for ignorant people. I mean, it's said for ignorant people so that these ignorant people won't criticize Balaram and say that, oh, he danced with Krishna's gopis.
那么呢，但是呢，巴提萨那萨斯瓦提塔库的话呢，说哈，这种说法呢是呢给那些无知的人哈，这样子他们就不会批评哦，巴拉德又跟哈布什纳的牧女姑娘跳舞哦。But
actually, the reality is that he danced with Krishna's gopis for the purpose of pacifying their feelings of separation in the mood of service.
但是实际上的话呢，哈，他们与 Krishna 的牧女姑娘共舞啊，然后呢，去安抚他们哈，这种呢分离之情。
And he did this because he's the original guru.
他为什么这样做呢？哈，是因为他呢是最原初的哈这个guru。
So the guru, he helps the disciple to feel Krishna's presence, right?
所以呢，就像
And that's what Balaram was doing.
啊，guru的话呢，哈，会呢令到门徒哈感受到Krishna的这个呢。 这临在呀，那么这也是巴拉拉姆的这个作用啊。
Maybe somebody could get the box. In the outer room of where we're staying, on the shelf, right under our Seva Kun's pictures, there's a plastic box. Can somebody get that? No, because we need you for translation.
哦，我们负责者去一个在下面他们住的那个油锅间。
So, what am I saying?
Oh, you need these books? It's okay.
No, we don't want to put the machine on spiritual books. What about that table? That square table over there, right by the door. That's too high. Are you sure? Oh, okay. Let's give it a try.
No, you can.
Yeah, that's good. So similarly, Balaram danced with the gopis to make them feel like they were associated with Krishna, to make them forget their separation.
Balaram 与牧女姑娘共舞，是为了让他们感受到Krishna的这个临在，让他们忘记了分离。
So then, seeing that the gopis, they, at the beginning they were pacified, but then they felt so much separation.
那么牧女姑娘一开始的话呢，就是得到安抚，但是呢，后来又感受到这种分离的情感。So
seeing their separation, Balaram also began to become overwhelmed with separation.
那么看到他们的分离之情，那么Balaram呢，也被这种分离之情所淹没。And
he became so absorbed in Krishna in separation that he became black.
那么他因为沉醉于想念思念 Krishna， 他自己的肤色变成了黑色的。Just
like Krishna.
就像Krishna一样黑色的Balaram。
So that black form of Balaram is called Dauji.
那么这个黑色的Balaram呢，这个形象呢叫Dauji。
And if you come to Braj Mandal Parikrama, Gurudev will take you to the Dauji temple where you see a black Krishna.
所以呢，大家去呢，这个呢，朝拜的时候呢，会有我们去到一个庙叫Dauji。
Shri Balaram Prabhu Ki Jai, Shri Balaram Rasayachu Titi Mahamahotsav.